This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وأحسن الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. Brothers and sisters in Islam, today we're talking about علو الهمة. We're talking about aiming high. And part of the reason behind that is when you talk to our youth, you see that their aspirations, for lack of a better term, they need some kind of fine-tuning or adjustment. And they range from just simple pure materialism to things that are insignificant, to things that bring no benefit to the ummah, to just popularity and fame and fortune and so on and so forth. We have the excellent guideline in the teachings of An-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Narrated at Tabarani rahimahullah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on his return from one of his journeys, he stopped by a place of belongs to a Bedouin in the desert. And the man hosted them and he honored them. So when they were about to leave, An-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, إِذَا جِئْتَ الْمَدِينَ فَأْتِنِي. And if you ever happen to come by Al-Madina, then make sure you come and visit me. So days passed, and the Bedouin came into the city of Al-Madina, and he stayed with the Prophet ﷺ for a while. And then when he wanted to leave, An-Nabi ﷺ told him, Salni, ask me for whatever it is you want, ask me for anything. So And we know يعني, the advantage that this man can take here. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his dua, mustajab, is responded to and accepted. And he could have asked for al-Jannah or a dua for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah will enter him into al-Jannah. And so many other things. He could have asked for a shahada. He could have asked for so many things. But the man says, أَسْأَلُكَ دَابَّةً أَرْكَبُهَا. I ask you for a riding animal that I can ride. وَأَسْأَلُكَ كَلْبًا يَحْرُسُ غَنَمِي. And for a dog to watch over my goats and my sheep. وَأَسْأَلُكَ جَارِيَةً تَخْدِمُ أَهْلِي. And I ask you for a servant girl so she can serve my wife. So when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, أَعَجِزْتَ أَن تَكُونَ كَعَجُوزِ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. Were you not able to be like the old lady from Bani Israel, from the children of Israel? So the companion asked, who is this old lady from Bani Israel? And the Prophet ﷺ explains to them, when Musa alayhi salam wanted to depart with his people, wanted to leave the area with his people, they said, Yusuf alayhi salam, the Prophet Yusuf, ordered us not to leave here unless we take him, yani we take his body with us. So he asked them, then, where is the grave of Yusuf? Yani, we'll take his body with us, just show us his grave. They said, no one knows it except for this old lady. So they went and brought her, and Musa alayhi salam asked her, where is the grave of Yusuf alayhi salam? So we can take him with us, and we're leaving this area. She says, Wallahi, I will not show it to you until you give me what I ask for. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam, he says, or Musa alayhi salam asked her, what do you want? She said, "An urafiqaka fil Jannah, an urafiqaka fil Jannah, that I am with you in al Jannah, yani at your level of Jannah on the Day of Judgment." So, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is telling this man, "You could have asked for so many things. You asked for a dog and a servant, and a donkey or some kind of riding animal." He's teaching him to aim high, to ask for something greater than that. Also narrated by Tabarani from Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ مَعَالِي الْأُمُورِ. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ مَعَالِي الْأُمُورِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the highest and the best of all affairs. And what's beautiful here is that it's not putting down the dunya, it's not putting down business, it's not putting down athleticism or sports. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the highest and best of everything. Al-umur, general. يعني, so the scholar said, يعني, يُحِبُّ مِن كُلِّ شَيْءٍ أَعْلَاهُ. Allah loves the highest and the best of everything. That you do your best, whatever field you're in. Obviously, so long as it's halal. Then, وَيَكْرَهُ سِفْسَافَهَا. And Allah dislikes the lowest things, things that are unworthy and things of no benefit. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the believers in the Quran, فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ. You race and compete for the good things, for the good deeds. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, the scholar, he says, وَلَقَدْ أَجْمَعَ عُقَلَاءُ كُلِّ أُمَّةِ. That all the wise and those who have يعني, the sane of every nation have agreed on this one issue. أَنَّ مَنْ أَرَادَ الرَّاحَ تَرَكَ الرَّاحَ وَمَنْ أَرَادَ النَّعِيمَ تَرَكَ النَّعِيمَ. Whoever wants to rest, he leaves resting. Meaning, for now, you leave it aside. And you can test, if you have any children, you can test them on this issue. Most of the youth, and we noticed this many years ago, and then we read a study on it. Most of the youth believe that they're going to become multimillionaires when they grow up. Most of them have this belief. If you don't and interact with youth, either look at the study or just interact with youth. Most of them have that belief, that they're going to be millionaires. They talk about their Ferraris and Lamborghinis now, and their mansions now. But look at their work ethic. Just have them just move chairs, and they will start moaning and complaining, or suddenly they slip away. No work ethic. They don't want to work hard. Because of a few success stories, this guy from YouTube became a billionaire overnight for doing dumb videos, those kinds of things. And everyone thinks, I'll just go on that path. But most people of most nations know that if you want to rest, you leave rest for now. يعني, you work hard now, you rest later. And whoever wants na'im, luxury and ease now, you have to leave it for now and you'll get it later. You don't just get both. And these few success stories, they are few and far between. But everyone thinks they're going to emulate that success story. Then he says, وَأَنَّ مُكَابَدَةِ الْأَهْوَالِ وَتَحَمُّلِ الْمَشَاقِ بِهَا تَأْتِي مَعَالِ الْأُمُورِ. He's saying that withstanding calamities and dealing with these difficulties, that's how you get ma'alil umur that were mentioned in the hadith, the highest and the best of all affairs. In Sahih al-Bukhari, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, even in dua, is teaching us that, to aim for what's highest. He said, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, إِذَا سَأَلْتُمُ اللَّهَ الْجَنَّةِ فَاسْأَلُوهُ الْفِرْدَوْسَ الْأَعْلَى. If you ask Allah Azza wa Jal for al-Jannah, ask Him for al-Firdaws al-A'la, which is the highest level. No one asked to be in the lowest level. No one asked to be, Ya Allah, make me that guy in the hadith who's the last one to come out of the hellfire and go to Jannah. Everyone, you ask for the highest. Then the Prophet ﷺ describes, he says, because it's the highest level of al-Jannah and it's the middle of al-Jannah. So the scholar said, how can it be the highest and the middle? And they described that al-Jannah, it's yani all the jinan, they're curved like this, like a semicircle. So the middle of the semicircle will also be the highest point. So they said it is, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, it is the highest of al-Jannah, and it's also the middle of al-Jannah, and its ceiling is Arsh al-Rahman, the throne of al-Rahman, and from it all the rivers of al-Jannah flow. So he's saying, even when you're putting your hands up and asking Allah Azza wa Jal, aim high, ask for the highest level. So aiming high in the dua. We also see this in the Quran. The dua, وَجْعَلْنِي لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. Not وَجْعَلْنِي مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Don't make me from the righteous, but make me from the right, the leaders of the righteous. Make me an imam for the righteous, a role model for the righteous. Umar ibn Abd al-Aziz, رضي الله عنه, and he's considered the number 5 of the rightly guided khulafa, even though he was about number 13 in order or so, but they consider him the 5th rightly guided khilafa. He says, إِنَّ لِي نَفْسًا تَوَّاقًا. He says, my nafs, my soul or myself, is always very ambitious and is always aspiring and aiming high. He said, تَاقَتْ إِلَى الْإِمَارَةِ فَنَالَتْهَا. He said, I desired al-imara, to be, يعني, like, because he became governor before he was the khalifa. And he wanted to become governor, he didn't want to become khalifa. But he's saying, when I wanted leadership, I got it. And then when I wanted al-khilafa, I got it as well. He says now look at how he's aiming higher and higher. What is higher than the highest office in the land at this point? He says, now my nafs is desiring al-jannah. وَأَرْجُو بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى أَنْ أَنَالَهَا. And I hope with the permission of Allah Azza wa Jal that I will attain that. Another example of aiming high is the famous and well-known story of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, who says that he had a boy who was one of his friends when they were young boys, and I told him, let's go and sit and study and learn the knowledge of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The other young man belittled that. He said, who's going to look at you? We have Abu Bakr, we have Umar, we have Uthman, all these companions are alive. Who's going to care about you and what you learned? And then when years passed, Ibn Abbas was a scholar, even a scholar amongst the companions and amongst the older companions. And the difference between him and the other young man is that Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he aimed high. He had aspirations. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم من جميع الذنوب فاستغفروه فيا فوز المستغفرين. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his forgiveness. Indeed, those who ask for his forgiveness shall prosper. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الأمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد, عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه, he used to say, إني لأكره أن أرى الرجل سبهللا. He says, I dislike, I hate seeing a man who is just سبهلل, يعني not achieving anything, in his deen, neither in his deen nor in his dunya. That's content with whatever low level thing it is that he's doing. Umar used to say, I hate seeing someone like that. He's not working hard for his deen, not working hard for his dunya. And one of the most important things we can do is aim high for our children. Aim high for our children. And when they aim high for themselves, don't tear them down. Many times we're experts at telling each other why we won't succeed at doing something. And anyone in the world can tell you why something won't work, why a business idea won't work. But few people are smart enough to tell you how to make it work. So don't be one of those who put people down when they have a brilliant idea or they have some kind of high aspirations, as we saw in the story of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu. The other thing is, you can also guide them to aim high. And this is the example, and it's an excellent example. The example of Imam Malik rahimahullah. When he was a young boy, he had no interest in knowledge, and he wanted to become a singer. And what do? If you're a singer, you spend your time singing and writing lyrics and writing instruments and hanging out with singers. And she wanted to give him something better to aim for. But there's some very brilliant things she did here. The first thing is, she didn't try to critique what he's doing. Because, as psychologists explain, actions are linked to goals. All right. So if someone is his goal is to become a soccer player, then what would his actions be? Watching soccer, playing soccer, talking about soccer, everything soccer. His actions are linked to his goals. So you can't nag him, stop watching soccer, stop playing soccer, stop looking at soccer. You can't tell him that because his actions won't change. The only way to get him to stop, if that were the case, it would be to change his goals. Because actions are linked to goals. If you change his goals, then his goals would now change, or his actions would change to those that match that goal. So his mother didn't nag him, stop singing, stop writing, stop hanging with these people, stop playing an instrument. She made him wish to become a scholar. And she did something else that was very intelligent. She dressed him up like a young scholar, just like we do today with our children. We buy them the whole kit that has the doctor's thing, that has the stethoscope and needles and syringes and the blood pressure machine, and they go around the house taking people's blood pressure. Or we buy them this kit that has handcuffs and a gun and a club, and they go around clubbing people. We make them love certain professions. She made him dress up like a scholar. She made him love the idea of studying his religion. And now we're talking about him hundreds of years or 1,200 years later, because he became Imam Malik. Had he become a singer, nobody would know his name right now in this room. So the idea is also you can help readjust your child's aims or your sibling or whoever it is. Adjust it to have a better aim or higher aim than whatever it is they have at the moment. With that, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who hear the speech and follow the best of it. Allahumma ja'alna min ashab al-himam al-aliyah. وجعلنا من الذين يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه اللهم لا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا إلى النار مصيرنا اللهم أبرم لهذه الأمة أمر رشد يعز فيه أهل طاعتك ويهدى فيه أهل معصيتك ويؤمر فيه بالمعروف وينهى فيه عن منكر يا سميع الدعاء وصلى اللهم وبارك على مبعوث رحمة للعالمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وقوموا إلى صلاتكم ارحمكم